From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A big welcome for Chinese President Hu Jintao Tuesday at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington. The Chinese president greeted by a military color guard and Vice President Joe Biden. The official visit by the Chinese leader comes at a time when there are mounting tensions between China and the U.S. over a variety of issues ranging from trade to security. The visit by the Chinese president is his first since 2006, but is at a somewhat higher level since it is being billed as an official state visit. Some analysts are calling Hu's four-day visit the most important for a Chinese leader since Deng Xiaoping helped open bilateral ties between the two countries 30 years ago. The Supreme Court will decide whether California can reduce its Medicaid payments to help balance its budget. As NPR's Paul Brown reports, a ruling could affect future decisions by other states trying to solve big budget problems.
The Supreme Court says it will hear California's appeal of an injunction through which a lower court has stopped state officials from implementing a 10% cut in Medicaid payments to physicians and some other service providers. The plaintiffs in lower court cases, including a Santa Rosa hospital, say the state does not have legal standing to cut payments stipulated under federal law. The lower courts say the state plan does not reflect a careful cost study, but rather the legislature's attempt to balance the budget by cutting expenses. Observers expect the Supreme Court to hear the case later this year. Paul Brown, NPR News.
A judge in Port-au-Prince will decide if former dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier will be tried on corruption and embezzlement charges. The man known as Baby Doc arrived in Haiti on Sunday after living in exile for some 25 years. Duvalier was questioned behind closed doors on Tuesday but was not charged with anything so far. It is not clear why Duvalier returned to Haiti. He's accused of running a brutal regime for 15 years. The Federal Communications Commission and the U.S. Justice Department have approved the merger of the nation's largest cable and internet provider, Comcast, and the entertainment giant NBC Universal. NPR's Tom Cole reports both federal agencies attached conditions to their approval.
Consumer and public interest groups had worried that the merger would create a behemoth that would control both the creation of popular TV shows and how consumers get access to those shows through cable and online. To make sure Comcast did not make it easier and cheaper for its subscribers to get that content than those of its competitors, the FCC imposed conditions that would force the merged company to make programming available to rivals at a competitive price. The FCC is also requiring it to provide broadband service for consumers without forcing them to subscribe to a cable package. Tom Cole, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street shrugged off word that Apple CEO Steve Jobs is taking another medical leave of absence. The Dow Industrials closed up 50 points to 11,837. This is NPR News. House Republicans are gearing up for a fight on a bill that would repeal the health care reform that became law 10 months ago after 2 years of debate. Republicans plan to introduce the legislation on Wednesday. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the effort is not a serious one because even though it will likely pass in the House, it will die in the Senate, where Democrats still have the majority. West African military chiefs have been meeting to discuss possible intervention in Ivory Coast to force the incumbent president there to give up power. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports the military option is being considered by neighboring nations as a last resort.
Meeting in Mali, a defense spokesman for the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, said preparations were advanced if the regional bloc decided to go the military route in Ivory Coast. Air Chief Marshal Olusegun Petinri.
Virtually every member of ECOWAS has agreed to contribute to it. But as I've said, it does not mean that the use of force is inevitable. It depends on what happens on the ground in Cote d'Ivoire.
West African leaders have threatened to remove Ivory Coast's sit-tight incumbent leader, Laurent Gbagbo, by force if he continues to refuse to hand over power to his presidential rival, Alassane Ouattara. Diplomatic dialogue and mediation continue, but there's been no breakthrough. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Rock promoter and music publisher Don Kirshner has died. He was 76 years old. Kirshner helped forge hits for the groups The Archies and The Monkees and helped along the careers of Billy Joel, The Police, and Neil Diamond, among others. Close friend Jack Wishna says Kirshner was in Boca Raton at a hospital there being treated for an infection when he died. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.